July 31st. Give an account. So then, each of us will give an account of himself to God. Romans 14:12. Do you believe God's word to be true? All of it, including the verse posted above? I think, though many Christians would answer in the affirmative to these questions, most are living as though they really don't believe the Bible to be true. Matthew 12:36 says, I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. Think about this past week. How much of your life in these recent days do you really want to account for before the all-knowing, all-seeing God? What careless words or tidbits of gossip have easily floated from your lips to the ears of anxious co-workers, fellow students, or neighbors? What personal actions have you taken that have discredited the cause of Christ or the church where you worship? Who has suffered because of your careless or intentional activities? This is a lot to think about, especially if we really believe Romans 14:12. I am so thankful for the grace and mercy of God. Without it, I would have no hope. But this is no excuse for continuing to sin. It is His love and mercy, along with a healthy dose of account-giving fear, that causes me to strive for a more righteous life. Truly thank God for His mercy and grace, and ask for strength to live as one who is ready to give an account.